I have been down in the pit. I have seen the worst. I have dealt with the worst possible things in humanity. I've pastored this church in Orange County for 35 years. There is no sin that can shock me. There is no problem that could shock me because I've heard it all. I've seen it all. I've seen the dark side and the evil side of every one of us. But I also know this, for unto you is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
In the days leading up to Christmas, you're putting up lights, decorating the tree, singing carols, shopping, throwing parties, and baking the cookies. Christmas is the most advertised, commercialized, anticipated, and celebrated holiday of the year. But no matter how immersed you may be in the flurry of activities, it's still possible to miss Christmas. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, as we continue in our series called Don't Miss Christmas, Rick is teaching us how we can break down the barriers that can cause you to miss the full joy of the season. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Don't Miss Christmas.
You know, many, many years ago when I was a young man, I was working as a lifeguard in a camp in the mountains in Northern California. And one night, I went into my cabin and I got down on my knees, and I guess you could say I prayed. It wasn't much of a prayer, but I just kind of rambled. And I got on my knees and I said something like this: God, if there is a God, I want to know you. I don't want to go through my life missing out on you if you really exist. And if you can give me a better life than I'm living right now, I want it. I don't want the good life. I want the better life. And I don't understand it all, but Jesus Christ, if you're real and you can be my Savior, then I want to know you. I want to learn to love you. I want to learn to trust you. And I humbly ask you to make yourself real to me. Amen. It's a real simple prayer. Do you know what happened when I prayed that prayer? Nothing. Nothing. I didn't feel any different. I didn't cry. I didn't get a quiver in my liver. I didn't have some emotional experience. No angels came down and flapped their wings. There was no shining light. My hair didn't turn white like Charlton Heston. You know, there was no emotion to the event at all. It was simply a matter of fact, simple, rational decision. But it was the turning point in my life. I later learned that the reason why it didn't mean a whole lot to me is because I didn't understand all the implications of it. And the more that I understand the benefits and the blessings and the implications of knowing Christ, the more excited I get about it. It's kind of like when I got married. I remember when I got married, the next day on the first day of our honeymoon, I woke up and I looked over at Kay in bed and I said to her, you know, I don't feel married. She said, well, it doesn't matter whether you feel it or not, buddy, you're married. Okay, you did say I do, okay? You're married. And my emotions hadn't caught up with my decision. About 2 weeks later, I remember waking up and rolling over and just seeing her laying there in bed, and I just thought, I get to have this woman the rest of my life as my best friend, as my companion. We've been married now almost 40 years. And I said, she's my best friend, and I love her more every day, and I'm going to get to have her the rest of my life. And I remember all of a sudden, I was filled with this joy. And I got up and I started jumping around the room going, I'm married, I'm married, I'm married, I'm married. And Kay wakes up and she goes, well, it's about time you figured that out. A little delayed reaction. And sometimes that happens when you give your life to Christ. You just go, sounds reasonable. Sounds like if God is God, then obviously God has a place in my life. Jesus Christ, I invite you in to be my Savior. The Bible says at Christmas, for unto you is born a Savior. Believe me, if you didn't need a Savior, God wouldn't have wasted time sending one. There's no way you're getting into heaven on your own. No way. Zero, nada, zip. No snowball's chance in hell. You're going to heaven by your good works because you're not good enough. And I'm not either. It's perfect. If we could get to heaven by just being nice people, Jesus coming as a savior would have been unnecessary. Jesus dying on the cross would have been a waste of time. For unto you is born this day a savior who is Christ the Lord. You need a savior. And the only rational, reasonable response to that is to humbly go, you're right. I am not perfect. I am flawed. I am not God, and I need a savior. And there's no way I'm getting a ticket into heaven by being a nice guy because I'm not nice enough to be perfect. And heaven is the perfect place. So I come to God and I just say, here I am. Now here's what the Bible says. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek for me with all your heart. I want to challenge you to not be like one of those people who celebrates all the traditions of Christmas year after year after year after year with zero curiosity about why we actually celebrate it and what it means to my life today. God says, you'll seek me when you find me, when you seek me with all your heart. God says, I want you to be a seeker. I want you to check me out. And if you've never read the Bible, you might want to just get a Bible and in the new year, start reading through the book of John. That's the book that tells the most about Jesus. The Bible is 66 books put together under one cover. The book of John tells the most about Jesus. And just say, God, as I read this, help me to understand who Jesus really was. And ask him to do that. And if you do that, he will become real to you. I wish somebody had told me years ago that I could become a follower of Christ, I could be saved spiritually without having all my doubts answered. If I had known that, I would have done it years earlier. I thought that I had to have all of my doubts figured out first. That's nonsense. Because there's a lot of things I don't understand that I benefit from. I don't understand how radio and television and computer waves go through the air, but it doesn't stop me from using a television or a radio or a cell phone. I don't understand the physics of internal combustion, but it doesn't stop me from driving a car. I don't understand the chemistry of digestion, but it doesn't stop me from eating a steak. I learned a long time ago, I don't have to have everything figured out to benefit from it. And I wish somebody had told me that I didn't have to have all my questions answered before I could develop a friendship with God. Because it would have happened a whole lot sooner.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Thanks for listening to Daily Hope. Words just can't express our gratitude for all your love, prayers, and support throughout the year. Now, what if it was possible to have your year-end financial donations to this ministry automatically doubled? Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope, up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled, up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And then let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and slow, and daring to wait on God. This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You need to stop, you need to look, and then the third thing you need to do is listen. Listen to the good news of Christmas. Don't be afraid of good news. Why would anybody be afraid of good news? The Bible says Christmas was, I bring you good news of great joy. Why would anybody be afraid of that? Luke chapter 2, it says the angel said, fear not. Do you know that there are 365 fear nots in the Bible? One for every day of the year. He said, don't be afraid. Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy. Notice he doesn't say, I bring you bad news of great misery. A lot of people think, well, you know what? If I really give my life to Christ, I'm going to have bad news of great misery. No, you're not. You're not living until you're connected to the Creator who made you. I bring you good news of great joy. A Savior has been born for you, and he is Christ the Lord. It is good news. What is this good news? Next verse, John 10:10. Jesus said, I have come that you might have, read it with me, life, and have it to the what? Fullest. Circle those words, life, fullest. That is what Jesus Christ came at Christmas to do, to give you life to the fullest. Now, you know why he came to give you life to the fullest? Because you are not living life to the fullest. I guarantee you are not living life to the fullest. You cannot live life to the fullest until you connect with the Creator who loves you and made you and has a purpose for your life. And you're not going to find your purpose for your life on your own because you didn't make you. Only God can tell you your purpose in life. And then you can live life to the fullest. See, most people aren't really living. They're just existing. Get up in the morning, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, go to parties on the weekend. They think, I'm living. No, you're not living, you're existing. You lose your fear when you understand what Jesus came to do. Look at the next verse. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn it. No. But to save the world through him. He came not to scare us, but to save us. By the way, have you ever thought about, of all the ways that God could have come to earth, why in the world did he come as a baby? I could have think of a lot more impressive ways. If God is going to come to earth and let us know what he's like, I could think of a whole lot more pretty, you know, like epic, you know, great CGI movie quality. Wow. But he comes as a baby. He came to earth the same way everybody else came to earth, by being born into it. We all got here that way. Why did God come to earth as a baby? I'll tell you why. Because he wanted to save us, not to scare us. And nobody's afraid of a baby. There are a lot of ways that God could have come in the world that would have scared the spit out of you. But he didn't. He came in a way we all came into this world, by being born into it. Because he came to save us. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. That's what the Christmas song says. Now, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what kind of year you've had. It may have been a tough year, rough year, sad year. It was a rough year for me. I'm still recovering from the loss of my son, who took his life a year ago. And after 27 years of mental illness, died. It's a very rough year for me. And I've cried every day since he died. But in spite of that, I have a peace in me and a joy in me that nobody can take away. And if I didn't have that in me, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you. What I'm telling you about, I have lived this. I have been down in the pit. I have seen the worst. I have dealt with the worst possible things in humanity. I've pastored this church in Orange County for 35 years. There is no sin that can shock me. There is no problem that could shock me because I've heard it all. I've seen it all. I've seen the dark side and the evil side of every one of us. But I also know this, for unto you is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And he says, I've come that you might have life. And I didn't come to condemn you, I came to save you. And he says, you're not really living until you know me. So no matter what you're going through, here's my advice. I did it, I suggest you do it too. When things get really, really bad, don't run from God. Run to him. Because you don't get any comfort running away. You just get more fear, more anxiety, more misery, more pain. But when you run to God, you get the comfort of God. So let me just wrap it up. Which of these three things could cause you to miss Christmas? Busyness, I'm too busy. I'm busy with my business. I'm busy with my schedule. I'm busy with... Too many things concentrated. Indifference, familiarity, where you say, I'm so familiar with this. I've heard it all my life. And you just let it go over your head and you don't even think about it. You put up the tree, you send the cards, you have the party, you make the punch, you do the gifts, you do all the traditions and you miss the meaning. You're no better than the religious people 2,000 years ago who knew all the answers but missed the meaning. What about fear? Are you really kind of like Herod? I don't want anybody else to be king in my life. I want to be king. I want to be God. I don't want God to be God in my life. I want to be God. That is a really not wise approach to life. Because all it's going to cause is problems, pain. How's that going for you, by the way? Is that working out real good, you being your own God? Is that working out good? All your problems solved? If you're God, then all your problems are solved, right? No, you need to come to God humbly and do these three things. Look there on your outline, three things. For a new life at Christmas, first, stop. The Bible says, Christ carried the burden of our sins on the cross so that we would stop living for sin and start living for what's right, and his wounds heal us. I stop the old way, I begin the new way. Then I look. The Bible says, let all the world look to me for salvation, for I am God and there is no other. And then listen. Listen to what God says. And here's what God says. This is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, not in 10 years. Why? Because you're not guaranteed 10 years. You're not guaranteed next week. Whatever you're going to do, you better do it now because you're not guaranteed tomorrow and neither am I. Today, he says, is the day for salvation. Today is the day to trust him with your life. Now, let me just close with this. The whole reason we give gifts at Christmas, because the wise men started this tradition. They brought gifts to give to the baby Jesus. And so today we give gifts to each other because the wise men brought gifts. Now, can you imagine going to somebody's birthday where everybody gives gifts to each other except to the birthday boy? You go, what kind of party is that? You get gifts, everybody else gets gifts, but nobody gives gifts to the birthday boy. What are you giving Jesus for his birthday? You're going to give gifts to everybody else, and you're going to get gifts from everybody. What are you going to give Jesus for his birthday? You say, well, I don't know. What do you give the guy who's got everything? You give him what he doesn't have. What does Jesus not have? He doesn't have your love unless you give it to him. He doesn't have your trust unless you give it to him. He doesn't have your life unless you give it to him. And he's not going to force it. It's a matter of love. He gave his life for you. Will you give your life to him? Let's bow our heads. Would you pray this prayer just in your mind to say, dear God, I don't understand it all, but I want to be gut level honest. I want to be totally honest with you right now. I have allowed busyness to keep me from knowing you. And I have allowed even being familiar with things to keep me from knowing you. And I have allowed even fear to keep me from knowing you. But I thank you that you love me in spite of all my faults and my failures. And so this Christmas, as much as I know how, Jesus Christ, I open up my life to you. I don't understand it all, and I got doubts and questions, but I want to be a friend of God, and I need a Savior. I realize that if I didn't need one, you wouldn't have sent one at Christmas. And you have said a Savior has been born for me, so I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I humbly make this request in your name. Amen.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. You'll find this message and others, along with a ton of other helpful resources. What if it was possible to have your year-end financial donation to this ministry automatically doubled? That's right. Recently, a very generous listener offered to match all financial gifts to Daily Hope up to $100,000. That means whether your tax-deductible gift is $25, $50, $100, $500, or $1,000, it will be doubled up to $100,000. So please ask the Lord to reveal how He would have you support this ministry financially as we bring the year to a close. And let us say thanks for your support by sending you a free copy of the audio series called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
If you've been listening to Daily Hope for any time at all, you know that God wants to change your life. He wants you to become more and more like Jesus. He wants you to learn to love other people the way Jesus loves them. And He wants you to have more faith than you've ever dreamed possible. How does that happen? It happens because God is in the business of changing lives. And how does He transform us? Through His Word. The more time you spend in the Word of God, the more time you're going to become like God in your character. The more your life will be transformed. Now, to help you understand God's plan of transformation for you, I put together a collection of 6 messages that listeners have told me were particularly helpful when they needed a particular change in their life. These messages will strengthen your spiritual and emotional health, and they're going to teach you how to make the changes to become all that God wants you to be and that you want to be. Now, I want to send these 6 messages to you as a gift, just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving here at the end of this year, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point in the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in your end of the year gift in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. As we approach this new year, would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out. God bless you.
If you'd like a copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3, for yourself or a friend, please contact us today by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. You can choose either an audio CD or an MP3 download. And remember, your financial gift to Daily Hope will be doubled up to $100,000. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.